Hey guys, welcome to the MKAU show. I'm Stace, I'm your host today. We have Simon.
Shaven Wookie.
We have Dale.
MCI.
And we have Melican.
Okay,
Melican.
Also known as Maddie.
Yeah,
also
yeah.
known as
Pickle
Tube. And just Shaven Wookie.
And just Shaven Wookie.
So today we're actually going to talk about two topics. We're going to talk about San Diego Comic-Con and we're going to talk about the life of a streamer. Okay, so I thought we'd start with San Diego Comic-Con. What did you guys see that interested you? I'll let you guys start the conversation because I always talk for ages.
Yeah, okay. Who's going first then?
I'll go first.
Yeah,
there was a few things. The fact that it's San Diego Comic-Con is really heavily TV-based now.
Yes.
For me. And I don't know if anyone else has noticed it. Like, very few movies really get announced. You know, it's just TV.
Well, it's all the networks, the new TV networks and stuff like that.
They're streaming and all that.
All the streaming services.
You know, where else would they go? You know, Disney has their big event on, so, you know.
Boasting their new channel, like, streaming channel network.
Yeah.
Pretty big with that as well.
Yeah. But you do get some good gems. You know, and there's always been...
Ding!
Sorry, I got to mute my phone.
There's always been, you know, special events, and San Diego is the place for it. You know, like, there was the new Top Gun, you know, movie that was announced. That was, you know, really good to see. You know, a bit of a flashback. You know, and then there was Picard. It was good to see.
I'm so keen for that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Ooh, I'm excited.
The Eater Trekkie coming back out.
Like, yeah. I'm a Trekkie. Yeah.
Picard. You know, it was a few TV shows, trailers that were announced, like, you know, Arrow and the last season of Arrow, by the way. And, you know, The Flash. But, you know, it just seems like a lot of things were announced after San Diego Comic-Con. You know,
they push trailers more of it, dropped. Just did, you know, more of announcements,
Yeah. It's... for me, you know, I think it was Picard and, Top Gun, pretty much.
Top Gun's up there.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, Comic-Con this year actually was more exciting than, E3.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
There was a lot more, ooh,
all the teasers,
wow.
Just all and the then, big teasers, just how they presented the teasers was really good.
And there was quite a bit of original content. Which was
but like everyone based a lot of stuff around Comic-Con happening, like events in general, and that's not just like things happening there. Like a lot of the gaming industry was basing a lot of everything across events around Comic-Con time, promotions, deals, everything going on Comic-Con time. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Any hits this side of the room?
Look, I didn't pay too much attention to it, to be completely honest. I just thought, you know, it's just another convention, basically. But seeing sort of aftermath of, you know, the announcements for upcoming
MCU
stuff. Picard, you know, Top Gun again, as you said. Kind of excited for Picard. Also, you know, some of the stuff for the MCU looks like it's going to be pretty good.
But that's what I mean, like, the next phase is majority TV series for their streaming. Like, it's not movies where their phase was always movies. They're going to heavily focus on, hey, not just watch these movies to catch up on stuff. You're going to have to watch the TV shows as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's really weird to see how that's going to play out. Like,
Interlink.
That's a big jump. Like, they had the other shows kind of like, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of do it, but you didn't really have to watch those.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with these, you're going to have to watch these TV shows, which is kind of like, are people going to have that much time to want to put into those TV shows, like the movies, or what's going to happen? Like, it's... And if things don't go the way they aim with pulling people in, if it crashes, how are they going to affect the timeline, like, projection?
Back, sort of thing.
It's kind of a big game because it's more than half of it was, streaming for their network, which is, I don't know, it's going to be interesting.
No, but in total, it was, for me, just another, you know, admittedly, it would have been awesome to go to.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, you know, we're kind of stuck here in Australia. And, yeah, no, it would have been awesome to go to, but it was just another convention with a couple of announcements.
Yeah.
Mm.
In my opinion, at least.
To just make it over dramatic.
Yeah.
Blow it out of proportion.
Well, what's really weird for me is I don't actually watch a lot. It's, like, too much TV. I don't normally watch a lot of YouTube. Like, I watch videos on topics rather than watching, like, TV series.
Yeah. Stace is not Netflix and chill.
I'm not a Netflix and chill kind of person, But I do have lots of dot points, as usual. Oh, so I'll say some of mine, and you're just going to, like, add in what you'd like to say. So, one, Picard. Yeah. I grew up as a Trekkie. God, yeah. My mum could speak Klingon when I was a kid. So I was grown, like, I was brought up as a Trekkie, so I love that you can see the old classic characters.
Well, that's the other thing. The thing that got me too,
like,
is
Data, how they pull out the train. Yes, they bring that back. You know.
Ooh, but, like, the chills. Looking at Picard, have you guys watched that other Star Trek series they did?
Voyager.
Discovery?
Oh, I did watch
it. Well, like, how that was not... I watched bits of it, and it didn't seem like it felt...
Oh, the new... Like the Star Trek? Star Trek.
Well, they also announced Picard, a Star Trek animated series at the convention.
But Picard really feels...
back
kind of like
roots.
Classic. Like, it's very modern, but like, it feels... like, period, like, it's dated as well. Like, it's interesting.
It feels like James T. Kirk, but it also feels like Picard.
It looks really
vintage,
well how they've
but
it.
Recent.
That's why I'm keen.
Yeah. And I love that they brought a crossover characters, like, from Voyager.
Yes.
With
yes.
Seven of Nine. Yeah,
yeah.
That was sick.
Just like,
like, you know how they always have a twist at the end of the trailers? Yeah. For you guys, like, I'm kind of excited, but not too much, because I kind of not... I wasn't on the hype train when it started, but... Mm-hmm. Like, I began to love Rick and Morty after everyone was like, you must watch Rick and Morty. Yeah. So I put that in there because I knew you guys would love that. We got to see a bit more of The Witcher. We talked about The Witcher, I think, last.
Yes. That's right. I was trying to think what it was.
Was it last podcast or podcast four? Might have been last podcast.
I think it was last podcast because last podcast we were talking about...
Video game movies.
Video game movies,
And this is actually looking fairly decent.
So that looks really good. I like that it doesn't really look like the game. I didn't think I would.
Well, more they're following more from the books. I didn't really reference that it was like the game existed. When the trailer, they go, this is like based from the books, our interpretation. We're going to just ignore the games and follow it from there. And that's kind of good that they're not making it reference to the game.
They've pulled influences from the game, but they said they're following more towards the book. And the directors have even said, because I was worried, like, I'm like, oh my God, it's just going to be like a drama. And it's all going to be about a love story and stuff. Yeah, but they've said no. It's about the action and the monsters, and it was good to see them in the trailer.
Well, that last scene with the giant spider coming out.
Yes.
I was a little bit disappointed though with that shot because he didn't have the two swords on his back. He only had one.
Yeah. Well, that could easily change too.
Yeah.
Effects just digitally in place.
Yeah. Look at Sonic.
Yeah. One, I'm a little bit in a hit and a little bit in a miss is The Watchmen.
Watchmen?
It doesn't look as gritty as the movies.
It's after the movies.
Yeah.
Well, so it is after? Because I mean, it looks like it's mixed in between during and I'm guessing
it's during
and after.
I think it has
tied in and to kind of extend off of it.
Yeah.
Because Rorschach's in it.
Yeah.
But there's also a cult that worships Rorschach. Reason why it's parts of it's afterwards is because the diary that Rorschach leaves at the end of the movie, that gets published in newspaper.
I didn't read that much into it.
And people saw it and went, all right, this was, and they had the cult of Rorschach.
I believe the comic book man over here. He's my go-to expert. If I have a question when I'm fighting with someone on Facebook, I get Simon. So I have a few misses. See, I wasn't excited for Top Gun. Don't bring that nostalgia back for me.
Sorry,
just leave that in the past.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
I just like the fact
I don't like Tom Cruise either.
It's very Tom Cruise.
It was very Tom Cruise, but it was nice to see something that was a surprise, but not really.
It's so left field that you wouldn't expect
it. Fight me about it. Go.
It was announced a while ago, and we were waiting and waiting. I'm going, bring back a bit of 80s nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was... it was nice to kind of go, I like that when I was a kid.
It might be hitting that trend again, aren't we? We might be hitting that.
What, the 80s?
Yeah, the remakes. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that.
Not remakes, but like sequels? Because we've got...
Oh, we're always...
On and off of it.
Sequels. There's sequels all the time.
Mm.
And there's the Ghostbusters kind of anniversary sequels. And I'm surprised they didn't actually show off any stuff about Ghostbusters movie,
true.
The new one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I was surprised about they didn't show.
Speaking of 80s nostalgia... Like, one of my other misses was Terminator. I know Linda Hamilton's in it, but she was like, cool. She's cool.
Huh.
But
I'm beating a dead horse.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, I'm done with Terminator.
Bullshit.
I'm done.
But, like, now it's Arnie, like, character being, like, wasn't it more of a human? Isn't that introducing, like, his...
Background crew before him.
When they trying to, like... supposed to be after T2.
Yeah.
So they don't account the other storylines.
It's like trying to retcon and then not retcon. It's, like, weird.
Yeah. Even though after T2, you know, Arnie...
Time travel.
Dies.
It's messed up.
Yeah, it's all, yeah. It's a bit weird.
No, the only thing that got me... Well, another thing that got me was... with going back to the MCU, yep. It's just the actors that they've pulled in.
Ooh, I was gonna... That was my next point. Did you get into it?
Well, yeah.
I wasn't too... Like, everyone's excited for Phase 4, but when I looked at the titles, I'm like, I don't really care about the Loki thing.
Yeah.
I don't really care about Vision and Wanda.
Yeah.
Like, Doctor Strange, yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
The What Ifs, awesome.
What Ifs,
yeah.
What If comics, I think, are better than some of the mainline stories.
It did hint at the Marvel zombies.
Yes.
Because you've got the zombies in the Marvel, well, not in the Marvel logo, but in the...
In the title,
yeah,
and that's hinting at the series that was Marvel Zombies, where basically the entire Marvel universe gets turned into zombies.
Yeah,
and in that series, like, they're not full zombies, like the zombies, but
they're kind of like sentient zombies.
Sentient zombies where they still have their intelligence. They just hunger for human flesh.
I was flicking through that the other day, wasn't it? It was because I remember flicking through. It was Galactus, wasn't it?
Galactus does get eaten.
Because he, I don't think someone had caused everyone to be. I don't know. I remember flicking
through. No, it was a superhero. I can't remember. It's weird. If you read the whole series, it's like a time loop.
Yeah,
it's a paradox. Yep. So by the time they do contain it in an alternate universe, the Watcher decides. I'm spoiling it here. Decides to send a superhero back in time.
It's not spoiled if it's comic book.
It's old. It's old.
It's old.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of a paradox if you finish up the series and they're sentient, so they have, you know, their memory. It's just that they hunger for flesh. And
yeah. Well, that's, I mean, they're perfectly normal. Universe. Like, that's exactly it. They were just hungering for flesh. I remember reading bits of it.
Yeah. And it goes and into the multiverse. And they just
kept turning each kind of superhero into a zombie, but they were just like, oh, we're perfectly fine. It's like, oh, I just want brains though, but then
It was like when Quicksilver gets turned into a zombie, he just goes around and runs around the entire planet and infects everyone, turns them all into zombies and just eats them all, because he's that fast. But it goes into multiverse as well.
So
I wasn't too excited about Phase 4. What do you think about Natalie Portman coming back as Jane Foster's...
Well, that's the thing.
It's canon.
Thor.
Yeah.
It's canon.
I'm happy they're doing Thor. What's the joke going around? It's got a special name.
I can't remember.
She's got a special name.
One. Love and Thunder is the movie.
Yeah, well, the movie is, yeah.
Yeah, based on the comic, though.
Yeah.
It's not just Thor. It's like... I don't know. Thor the Ultimate. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think Natalie Portman is bland as hell as Jane Foster, and I wasn't.
It'd be interesting to see.
It's weird. Tiki Waititi.
Taika.
He brings a spin.
He has a good twist.
Yeah. He has a good twist. So.
But that's the thing too. Like, even though she's gonna have it, is it gonna be like halfway through? Is it gonna be like just end as like a little tease kind of thing? Like, what's he gonna do? Or is it going to be like a partway through the thing where she's just like, I've got the hammer. And then she's like, yeah. And then it's just like, you've got it back.
Or it's just her the entire movie as Thor, and Thor's just off playing Fortnite.
Well, he's still trying to like lose weight or something like that.
I just hope, though, she turns it up because she was boring as hell.
Most things she is. Or anything
she was boring in Star Wars too, though. So.
Star Wars, V for Vendetta. Like, she's got kind of character there, but she doesn't want to put anything into it.
Like, she's nice to look at, don't get me wrong. Yep. But, she's gorgeous.
She's been really good in other things, but I just thought she was bland as.
Black Swan.
She's
terrific in that. Yeah, see, I didn't say that.
But she's that type of actress. She's, like, that certain type of role.
Yep.
It is tricky.
And the last one... Oh, sorry, did you want
to... Yeah, I was about to say, it's hopefully with the director, he'll spin it up a bit. And he did rejuvenate Thor.
Yeah. Oh god!
Yeah, well, Ragnarok was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And with Ragnarok, him where doing the next one, he should do his nice little spin on it. And you know, from what you'll see, what you guys have been saying about Natalie Portman, he should do a nice spin on it, and
there'll be a joke about it somewhere.
He'll make her come out.
And Natalie Portman has done comedy before.
And that's the thing. I don't think it'll be her becoming, but I think it's not going to be a serious way of her coming. Thor, it's going to be humorous.
It's
going to be back this whole gag thing.
Well,
I feel like.
Well, with the name Love and Thunder, what do you expect?
So, it's going to be some kind of gag. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of cool to see that. who he is, you know, and who else is surprised. I'm surprised they got Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing her into the MCU. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. A bit random. Well, yeah, I love
the
her.
They announced Eternals as well.
That's big. That's something with all these people that they're just bringing out.
And my last thing was, like, WTF was the cats.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
How cringeworthy was that?
No, people we had the Sonic trailer.
Yeah.
That's actually making Sonic look okay now.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. People cringed at Sonic. People even cringed at goddamn Lion King. I thought that was brilliant. Right? The CGI in Lion King, too realistic. And then all of a sudden they've just slapped celebrity faces cats. On CGI yeah. cats and butchered
everything CGI.
One like, of my grandma's favourite musicals.
They could have easily just given them outfits and just had them run around the outfits. Like, it's not that hard.
That's what I said to my friend the other day. The same thing.
Cats
just
into
put the celebrities in.
Because they didn't even look like people. It didn't even look OG like people wearing cat suits to then photo... the faces on, like, these are full, like, looking like they're mo-capped, and then CGI'd everything. Like, just, like, have other people in suits running around acting, and then just mo-cap, like, then track the faces on. Yeah. That would even look okay, like...
Yeah.
I think we're looking from a perspective that is essentially, we actually haven't seen the stage play, nor we would probably want to see it.
Mm.
So...
I'm there, but I know...
probably where we're coming from. That's probably the best.
But I guess it is a trailer, though, too, so it might clean up. By the time the full release comes out, but I'm not interested.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but I don't think it was actually really good there now. To that sense. I don't think
It's not worthy
was
to be announced.
Placed at,
it's not
Comic-Con,
something you announce at Comic-Con.
No, not exactly. You just announce it somewhere else.
Well, it's pretty bad when you... I watched it and went, is this a joke?
Like, yeah, that's...
Is someone just putting this out for a laugh?
I thought it was like a Conan kind of
like,
joke,
Saturday Night Live kind of thing, Conan's, you know.
Yeah, Conan pops out of nowhere.
Because it's like with James Gordon, like his show that he does. He does all that kind of stuff. Like, that's what... Is it one of those kind of skit things from the James Gordon show?
Yeah, and he's in it.
What the hell? I don't know, that was not worth San Diego release at all.
But overall, San Diego Comic-Con was...
I enjoyed it.
I watched quite a lot of films
I would go.
About it.
I'd put it that way. I'd go, but...
Oh, that would always be nice to go.
It'd be a hell of an experience.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on to our next topic for our podcast, we're actually talking about streaming. So, Mixer's just rolled out their, I think, phase two or phase three of the changes they're doing to build their community. Mm-hmm. So, with that changes came new Mixer Ember... like monetization. Okay, so it sounds like they're starting to phase out Sparks. They're going to bring sub buttons to all streamers, not just partners, very much like Twitch. Okay. The Twitch affiliation program,
so you can follow better.
Yep. They're actually going to kill the Mixer Create app, which means you can stream anywhere in real life wherever you go out. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a program to try and curb toxicity. So, what are our thoughts on that?
Are you shadow banned, are you?
After that time, I got actual banned. That's why I've come to realize why no one sees my stuff.
Right.
So, I'll have, like, I've watched, when you know you look up things where you can see people tracking lists.
Yeah.
I've found that even though I have people watching me, I'm still at the bottom of the list. I'm, like, in there with the zero people. Like,
what did you get banned for?
That one time I commented on Lance's post and they're like, we do not like this derogative term. And I'm like, had to work through all that to get my account back. And then I've come to realize after different experiments of stuff that I don't get, like, it's hard trying to search me up. You can't search me up either.
Okay.
So I'm like in that subpar area. So it's frustrating. So that's why I jumped to Twitch.
Yes. Yeah,
and get all the views.
Well, I don't stream.
Yeah.
But I am, you know, will eventually do it.
Yep.
And you do occasionally pop into, like, our streams and stuff as well. So.
Yeah.
No, but
whoopsie!
I do love... yes, exactly. Yeah. I do love the Mixer, though, because I use that as my recording platform to make my montages. So.
Yep.
That's one good thing I like about Mixer. Please don't tell me.
From my opinion and what I've heard through the grapevines is a lot of partners are now upset by this. Because
the hard work.
When everybody's different, then no one's different. So now that partners were the only ones that could have sub buttons, and now everyone can have sub buttons.
Yep.
People start just subbing to everyone and not just partners.
Yeah.
So I think that's one
kind
worry.
Of pushed into the big pool kind of thing. Yeah. And not that you like here's over here. Yep. Here's this type. Everyone's just thrown into that one pool.
Yep. So I've done a bit of research online. I can't find too many details on how it affects partners, but some partners are very vocal about how it is, and a lot have started moving to Twitch, because with Twitch, not only do you get money from your subs, you get money from advertising, which Mixer has not brought in yet, which I don't mind, because I hate ads. Ads annoy me. I'll go to Twitch, go to watch someone, and if it starts with an ad, I'm out of there.
Yep.
Like, it annoys me.
Yep.
And then I'll go to Mixer to watch someone. But it is a way to keep someone's stream profitable, I guess.
Yeah.
So that is a bonus of Twitch. The fact they're phasing out Sparks to me seems a bit on the nose.
Because it's their new system.
Because I feel that they brought that in and then didn't realize how easy it was for partners to raise those Sparks, because they get paid for every certain amount of Sparks that get dumped in their stream. And I have a friend who can get 40,000 Sparks in just 2 days.
Yeah.
So if they're getting, you know, I don't know how much money
they haven't changed
it. I'm not
it
a partner,
yet,
but they get quite a bit of money.
So there's that new thing, though. Is it still
quite a bit of money?
Have they implemented the new trades, the coin system, whatever it is? Or is it still Sparks?
But it sounds to me like they're phasing out Sparks because Mixer
so it's still
didn't actually, realize how much
sparks,
money they're
you've
forking
got sparks,
out.
Sparks, you've got Embers.
So I'm trying to think. Cause
Embers
I
are like bits from Twitch. You've got
to pay. Because I can't
remember
what it is. Oh, so the.
The and then you give them to people still, as a gift.
Because I was watching that, because I was on my own stream, because when I was recording, I was trying to, because I couldn't chat, or I didn't read the chat, I had my phone open, and I was watching my little coil in the corner, and it was just churning like it was nothing, like, it's just zinging by.
Yep.
It's really, and I'm like watching my own stream.
Yep.
Like, it's a bit weird, like that's the other thing too, is I don't think you should be able to watch your own stream and earn.
Yeah.
From it.
And Sparks from it.
Because kind of like, I guess, roiding the system, because then you earn Sparks.
You're
and
farming.
You kind of like...
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's the problem that Mixer's realised. Like, yeah, it's cool they're getting coverage. People are sitting on Mixer all day. But people have made 3 or 4 accounts and they're farming Sparks and then dumping them into partners' streams. I don't think they realised how much money they'd have to start forking out Mixer partners, because they're getting so many Sparks.
Mm. So they're going to be scrapping on that.
So I think they're trying to phase out and trying to bring Embers in.
Which
more,
are paid.
Which people have to pay for to give to.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
So then
that's genuine.
So Mixer gets
so
more of a cut.
So many Sparks when you're watching someone.
Because you could modify that too.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to change it to reduce the number of Sparks that people get per X amount of time.
Yeah, but that still allows people to farm.
It does.
People can farm, but like it's a slower rate. Or if they realise that someone's farm, like if there's a kind of, I don't know, there's got to be a process where you got to tell the difference between someone actually watching or someone's just got the stream open. Like there should be a period of time.
Like, so
I'm
used to farm. I used to
just
like
watch
turn
like
it
hours,
on.
Hours, hours on time.
Yeah.
Like
go
there
to
should
work.
Be like,
you mean like a Netflix thing, window pops up, are you still watching this?
Click that, and then if it doesn't, then it's like it just stops giving you sparks. Yeah. Once you click that, okay, it starts rolling in. So you've got to, even if you are farming, you've got to be there near it to click it
or
something.
Or even then, just like chucking an algorithm so that you don't earn sparks unless you are legitimately commenting.
Actually,
so
yeah, you should be getting sparks for interaction.
Well, actually, the other thing
viewing.
Could be another thing I was thinking that that's the same thing is you being interactive, that could work. Or even if you start off slow, being in there for like 10 minutes, you're earning no sparks. Like if you've been there for maybe half an hour, it starts speeding up. You've been there an hour, picks up a little bit more. Like even then, that's farming, but it's another slow process.
Yeah.
But then if you're commenting, it keeps it active. Like you can balance it out. There are systems that could work.
Yeah, Simon, what were you saying? You were saying obviously you don't stream at the moment, but you're going to be. So what were your thoughts on?
Well, with everyone having a sub button, it does make an even like as an open playing.
See, I actually like.
Actually, that's what I'm thinking.
Like
is it sub
it.
Or is it still going to have the follow? That's the other thing too. Is they going to have the follow still, or are they going to scrap that and it's just changing it to sub?
No, it's follow and sub.
So it's going to have both.
So you can support.
I reckon it'd be like Twitch in that, like you can follow someone so you know when they're live, but if you actually want to give them money and have extra stuff...
Every month, like, you sub and then you...
I would say there's a positive and a negative. One, it makes an even playing field.
Mm.
But at the same time, you're pretty much... Like, the people that earned that sub button...
That put the work in.
Yeah, put the work in. You've just pretty much shat all over them.
Yeah. So here's someone that's done all the hard
work. Yeah, you
can
understand why the partners are upset. But then for people, a kid that's come along
for like maybe a week, yep. and he's just like, oh, look, yep. I got these subs, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Well, but in saying that, people deserve to support people they like that may not be part of
Yeah.
I've worked pretty hard. Like, I've got almost 3K. Not blowing smoke up my own ass, but...
But you've worked for it, though. You've put that time in.
Back when I streamed every day. Like, I put in all this effort, and I knew I was never going to get... never going to get partnership.
Because I can really flash.
You know, because my viewers are degenerates like me. Knew I was never going to get partnership. But I still had a solid following, you
This
know?
Is the thing. I feel like if you've managed to get partnership, I feel like you should be able to...
Tier up.
Still benefit from Sparks.
They should make a new tier.
So you should. I feel like you should be able to subscribe to anyone you feel like it. I feel like that's a good move.
Yeah. Well, they haven't said Sparks are gone. They've said it in wording that is really.
I guess kind of saying it is, but it's not
borderline. You know, you have to read between lines. They've said they're experimenting with monetization.
Microtransactions!
With the embers and the sparks. However, I've seen enough salty partners on Mixer lately that I...
A lot of those would mostly have more interconnections and know what's going on.
They're upset because that's a steady stream. That's the thing,
I would imagine they would know a lot more that's going on because they actually are partnered with Mixer. That's their job.
Oh, your partners get emails. They know about the changes way before we do.
And that's the main, that's why a lot of them will be talking about
it. Like, this has been rolled out over months. It's not like they've started.
They're tired of being quiet because they find out more of what's going on. Day one,
that's it. This is what's happening.
I mean, it is growing. Mixer is getting bigger and bigger.
Because partners, generally, this is their job. So their steady stream of money from Sparks is coming to an end.
But I can understand where Mixer's coming from, because it was, the big one was always Twitch.
Yeah.
Mixer started taking off.
And Twitch has always been known to people go, I'm earning this much, I can quit my job now and stream full time.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, but you got to think too, not just the streamers, you got to think, I guess too, from the Mixer being a business, a company as well, the people that work for them, and they got to try and keep afloat as well, I guess. And I guess they're trying to make these changes to keep them up as well.
For people that are, earning a living, not just, and it is their job now.
Not just streamers. Like
you're pretty much, muddying the water for them. Kind of going, well, you're taking that money away.
Yeah, it's kind of, because you got DLive now starting to take off even more, being sponsored with PewDiePie, as their name brand.
Yep.
And then you've got YouTube trying to take it off even more, but streaming, networking as well.
Facebook streaming.
Yeah, and all that. Yeah. Facebook is still pretty low key. Yeah. Like, it's not really taking off, but YouTube is picking up a little bit.
Facebook, you've got to have something in your account that says you're interested in gaming, and otherwise you just don't see it whatsoever.
And that's the big thing with that. Like, I know Fortnite's been trying to push that comeback to the Fortnite wheel that I always do, but because they actually had a thing recently because they're doing live streams now. Fortnite are directly live streaming through YouTube, and you can link up your account through YouTube to actually, there's a stat, in the settings, like the link thing, and they're trying to do that to partner up, because if you watch their live streams or some of their videos, you actually unlock content in Fortnite.
Yeah.
And it's a weird system, but they're trying to push live streaming on YouTube through that network. It's weird that's trying to grow there, but it's like you've got Twitch that used to, or they've been on Mixer as Fortnite networks on Mixer, they're trying to branch out.
Yeah.
And streaming's just...
I thought the curbing toxicity thing was quite interesting. Wherever you go
with
streaming, there's going to be toxicity. They're trying to give moderators more tools. More tools of control. And more being able to control your chat more. Which is good. For the actual streamer. I think that's good.
So many people are just coming just to be idiots.
It's also, it's also a bit stifling because it's kind of part of... Oh, this is horrible to say, but toxicity is always going to be part of gaming. It's almost of gaming. Not saying that all toxicity does, but, if they're going to ban just, swear words,
censoring.
If they're going to censor everything, so I don't know how I feel about it.
I think they've already been pretty hard. If it's their stream, they have a right to choose.
Well, that's exactly what had my issue going back to me being banned. Yeah. I didn't even choose. Straight up, Mixer goes, "Oh, you said a derogative term. We're banning. Yeah. We're giving you a ban." It's like, well,
which it wasn't shouldn't even. Be, it just looked like. It should like
be a ban for that stream.
It should be up to the stream. It should be from them. I don't know. Someone must have reported, but it should be okay. Your comment's been removed. Okay, this person's blocked you from the, and it should go through a stage and go, okay, then Mixer goes, okay, we've seen this is happening.
Yeah.
Then we should block, but not just ban people, it's
I can understand bigotry, and racist words. Yeah. Constantly coming up. As auto bans if they come up, possibly. But
Yeah, it is a slippery slope on how you can take it, because you could just ban someone because you're like, oh, I don't like your name, or, you know, it can be taken by any way. So it's kind of, yeah, where is it going to start? Where is it going to end?
We don't know where the line, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's where you can go.
It's a sketchy line.
Yeah, exactly. It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. All right. Move on to the next topic that relates then. So what makes a good streamer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. But no, not okay. No, that's, but that's not what our question
hold
is.
Hold your horses there.
No, but that's the thing, though. That's there's a difference between and actually being good, like as in entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's the big joke. It will get you pretty much anywhere. But that's not just streaming. That's just in life.
All right. Well, I want to do a public service announcement. Our opinions on this in no way reflect what actually makes a good streamer. I do not say that I'm a good streamer. I do not say Maddie's a good streamer. I do not say Dale's a good streamer.
I don't stream.
I'm not that great of a streamer.
We aren't pros. Everyone's different. You know, everyone's cup of tea is different. Some like lots of sugar. Some don't.
Well, I think what
some
makes...
like Minecraft. Some don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think what makes a good streamer is someone that's engaging with their audience.
Yeah.
Someone that's actually entertaining, which are the people that are partnered, that are actually deserving because that's their job.
Yeah.
They're entertainers. That's what it is. It's an entertainment platform.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're working for. That's their job. If people can take like their content, they'll continue and come back. For me, first off, the thing that always gets me is it isn't always a streamer. It's what they, you know, stream.
Mm.
The content.
The interest.
Exactly. It's they're going to play, you know, if they're just going to sit there and talk, you're kind of going... why am I watching this? Why am I here? And why do
I
have...
Exactly it. I've watched a lot of people like stream games that I like, but they're not even playing them. They're watching other people's streams. It's like, you're not... You're just leeching off other people's content. But, like, play yourself.
It goes back to, entertainment. Like, I'll watch a stream if it's like an IRL, like on Twitch. Like, I'll watch it because of the content creator.
Yeah.
It comes down to that.
There's two type of viewers. There's people that go to watch the game being played, and there's some that go for that person.
Yeah, exactly.
There's two types of communities.
And this is the thing, like, going back to, obviously, my rude comment. They will... Yes, something like that might potentially draw you in, but if the person is as boring as anything, or the game they're playing is ridiculously boring, you don't stay for them.
You'll notice that, though. You'll notice that a lot of those... Toasty. Streamers will show more because they've got nothing else to give.
Exactly.
And you notice the difference. You'll notice the more that cover up, but all shot every now and then, know that they're how they're working it, but they know that they're entertaining.
Yeah. Which goes back to, what do you want? You want quality or quantity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's... For me personally, it's the quality of the stream, the person that's streaming it, what they're streaming.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, whether you like the game or not, it's how the person reacts.
Yeah.
You know, there's people with, like, you know, hardly any subscribers at all, if any, a few followers, but yet I'll still watch them because the way they are. Mm. Like, that's
I've been in the stream, and they're just fresh streamers. I'm like, go, Glen Coco, because you're going to be good because you're entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where then... Because you see a lot of streamers that are like that, and I hate the ones where you see that have all these followers and all these, like, trying to, like, they make it seem like they're really amazing, but then they play games and they don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, I can understand you're fresh at playing a game, but there's a difference between, like, first time playing something or having, but then having no knowledge of it and just shitting all over it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's like, you learn about a game because of the streamer.
Yeah.
Because you go, because
they're playing their favourite games usually, or it's like bring back nostalgia.
Or if they'll play a game and you go like, oh, I haven't seen this game before. Just, and then because on how the streamer is, you actually kind of go, hey, I want to play this game now because they're bringing it to you in a way that's entertaining. Mm. And it makes the game entertaining that makes you want to play. Which is another reason why streamers,
I hate Call of Duty for the most part.
Mm.
The reason I got it was basically from watching your streams.
Yeah.
Like, I started with MKAU because I was watching Stasis streams and I was watching Lance's streams, and that's basically...
And we kick Bubbo, and I'm better than him.
They're
don't
really
let him tell
good
you different.
Players, so,
I just hate Call of Duty, but I keep buying
them. But this is the thing. Like, I I bought that game after watching you play. Yeah. You're an entertaining streamer.
Yeah.
Your attitude is fantastic, and I know you're trying to turn it down a little bit, but it's fun.
You make me blush.
But she knows how to entertain your motherfuckers.
She knows how to entertain. At no point does Stace get on stream.
And people come back.
Yeah, exactly.
And they know that she's not going to get toasty.
Back to quality, like not quantity.
Speaking of which, I'm pretty sure you owe us another shoey by now, don't you?
I do. Almost.
Except for that one time someone
had
their ass out on stream.
I'm 40 away from
3K. Was
that
someone had their ass out on your stream one time?
Yeah, I think it was my sister. We won't say that.
I agree with what everyone's saying here. What makes a good streamer is someone who is entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Someone who... I will more so sit down and watch somebody who's actually good at a game.
And that's the thing. She's one of the ones that have actually broken the stigmatism.
Yeah. You go and watch pretty much any other female streamer, not all of them by all means, but you go and watch almost every other streamer, female streamer, and they've generally got
toasty
because that's what draws people like us in. that was creepy, dude. I mean, I know I'm bad, but wow, okay. But yeah, you've got to be entertaining, and in my opinion.
Exactly.
You've got to be good at the game as well. Like,
yes.
I don't like watching a game where somebody is particularly bad at it.
Oh, I disagree with that a little bit. I have seen some that have been bad,
but actually entertaining about it, they're bad.
They got
there's some that are just like, don't know what the hell they're doing, and you can clearly see that they're struggling.
They got to work with it.
And they're just like, they're not even trying to like fix it. They're just
They got to own it.
Oh, it's just like...
Yeah.
See, I haven't come across that
screen
side
at the TV and just on my computer screen just be like, you're an idiot. It's not that hard to put two sticks together and make a wooden sword.
That's me on Minecraft. I cannot play that game.
I actually... Speaking of Minecraft, I played that a couple of days ago. Yeah. I'm like, how do I put a stick together?
I was going to join you, but...
That's what he's talking about.
I'm loving that everyone's getting back on the Minecraft train.
Talking about Minecraft?
I'm loving it. Everyone's getting back into it.
I was putting something together, but there's some new stuff in Minecraft, which is pretty cool. But that's a time for another stream anyway. Yeah. Another podcast.
Yeah. So the boys might be a little bit against attention-seeking streams, but I'm not going to bash any streamers. But my first dot point is very similar to what they're saying, and... stream whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
And no offense, if it's a boring game and it makes them happy, it's going to be entertaining, no matter what.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I've streamed some hella boring games. Like, at times, Life is Strange gets a little bit flat.
But if you're talking
there, making jokes about what they're saying...
If you're
happy with what you're playing, you'll be entertained.
You were trying to get the audience involved when you were playing Life is Strange and stuff. You're like, okay, which option
should I choose? That's exactly what I like about interactive games. They're the best things for streams.
Get your audience involved.
And that's the thing, that's another thing. I've actually seen people where they're playing interactive games and not be like... Where do we want to go? Like, trying to talk to the audience and get them to choose. They're just like, oh, I'll just do this. That's kind of cool. Yeah, you're playing a game yourself, but I reckon the interactive games like that to make choices are the best to work with your audience.
I like it when streamers are playing a multiplayer game where they basically go, hey, look, you want to jump in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've played with streamers before, like Half-Life Deathmatch.
My favorite is playing Call of Duty with Jason Mewes.
Just nice.
Oh yeah, see, yeah.
I love playing that. That's when he first started streaming on Facebook, and he was. I actually got him on my friends list. Yep. Like, it's pretty lit.
That's what's cool about streaming. It brings you together.
I played Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. Oh no, it was Half-Life 1 Deathmatch with Pesty.
Yeah,
And that was pretty awesome. It was blast.
And it is so great.
Yeah, it was so good because it was like he interact. I think the main points is interacting with your audience.
Yes,
whether it's not just during the stream, but actually with the game if it's multiplayer. That goes with quality, not quantity, like, you know, in that sense of that, where basically, you know, it's not... and I think also it's...
Well, that's another weird thing, actually.
But it's their entertainment. Whether they're entertaining as well. But and then also the last one, whether the game... wants, you know, is entertaining for the people. Like, whether you like the game or not, if they make it... interesting.
You guys, I know sometimes people make fun about that, but like, I've never been a big streamer. I'm not a big streamer. I'm nowhere. I'm like this little streamer that just streams just for lols because I'm making videos or something like that. But there's this one kid, you get Stocky, like, he's always like to his friends, oh, I'm playing with this streamer. Like, I'm like, I'm not really a streamer, but he's like, this is my friend, he's a streamer, and he always trying to like publicize me to everyone. He was always wanting, and we always play all the time, and like, I've got him added on my friends list. I'm like, it's just someone I add. He's just a
you make friends for
kid,
it.
But like, he's like ecstatic. He's more amazed about streaming than I am. I barely stream anymore, but he still refers me as a streamer friend. I'm like, I don't stream anymore.
A lot of people that I watch their streams are people that I've played with.
Yeah.
And it was great that interact with and then watch them, then kind of go, oh yeah, I'm not going to play today, but I'm just going to watch them play.
Yeah.
You know, and say, and have so a chat weird. With them, be interactive, and you can have good chat, and you know, it's always good too. Like majority, I don't follow, you know, booby streamers. Like majority of the one streamers that I follow, you know, are like friends.
Yeah.
Or like people that I've met playing with it, and they go, oh, yeah, I stream. Or it's like people that I find entertaining that play the same games.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Stash, you got more dot points?
Several more. Like 12.
On that like point, streaming does bring people together, and it
definitely
it's a community. It builds
memories. Yeah. Like shout out to my friend Charlie in LA. He's played with Shroud. He got a shotgun, a dirty shotgun, by the way, a dirty shotgun kill on Shroud, who's like a shooter enigma. Like he is amazing, and he's played with Stone Mountain. You know. So, and he loves the fact that he's been able to play with them. Because streamers today, some streamers are like celebrities.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the community that they create.
And they create, like, where in the street will most celebrities, like, create an opportunity if you actually do something like that with them?
Yeah.
It'd be like kicking a football around Brad Pitt, just randomly walking on the street. Him be like, yeah, join my game, you know? That celebrities don't do that. Whereas these online celebrities will let people play with them. I think that's what makes them
better, like, is because
and that's why, even, like, you say you don't have many followers, but that's why your little friend loves playing with you. Because, in a way...
Stocky!
Shout out to Stocky! it is, in a way, you know...
Yeah,
you're a celebrity to someone.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing sometimes.
It is. But in saying that, then I think there's kind of responsibilities that go with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, one of my dot points is you be good to your regulars.
Exactly. Yeah. You respect them. Yeah.
They keep coming back. They come back because they like you, you know?
Don't dog them.
Yeah, be good to your regulars.
It may be
because the streamers that do
business
that.
For some people, but
some people do it.
Can't forget where you came from.
Exactly, they're the people that got you where you
are. Yeah, exactly.
And that doesn't mean there's some streamers that will end up being where they are, take it to the head, and just start dogging their old fan base. It's like if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you are. Like, don't be an ass.
Yeah. Respect your regulars. So some of the things I put that make a good streamer, and like I said, I don't consider myself a good streamer. I don't even stick to this next stop point. It's scheduling.
Because
people like to know where you are at that time. And if you're regular, then they're always going to be back there.
Not that kind of schedule.
I try to make a
people like to know where you are so they can keep watching.
Especially once you've got that fan base, you do need to schedule.
Well, scheduling's a bit tricky, though, because I think it's some people...
Definitely helps if you're established.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise,
definitely, it's a requirement that you're established. But also depends if you want to, if you want to go for the US crowd. So
well, that's like a friend of mine. She streams early in the morning. She stays up late to then stream early in the morning. Just so you get your US fan base. It's like that's a struggle. Like, you got to sleep at some point. Like, don't be a night owl. Yeah. I mean, night owl's not a bad problem. But
I'd start a decent time, but then I'd find my stream would start picking up. Real well towards the late. So then I'll be like, just one more hour. Yeah. Just one more hour because I'm getting more and more viewers. Yeah,
exactly.
And it was killing me. It was killing me. Yeah. So I've been on a big hiatus.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying scheduling can be a bit tricky, like especially being in Australia. I've always found like, when I get notifications, stream at this time. I'm like, but I'm at work, dude. I can't watch you. And then I realize 5 minutes later, I'm like, I can watch you. And awesome.
I guess that's another thing, too, when you look at it, like the different places of, US is bigger. So I guess that's going to be a lot more viewers. But then I guess for Australia, like how far is streaming come? Like, is it going? Like, is it picking up?
Yeah.
Like, where are we in that stream retrospect? Because it's well established in America. Everyone loves it. But, like, here it's just like.
Yep.
In a weird void, I guess it feels.
Another thing I had was innovativeness and self improvement. So, it's kind of hard, but try and making yourself stand out from the crowd,
Being unique.
Be unique.
Definitely be unique.
And then it's a bit cringe, but going back and watching your streams.
Anything.
And seeing what you could do better.
Watching back on this, previously looks cringy.
Yeah.
I feel weird listening to myself. And I'll listen to this podcast later, and I'm going to be like, what the
fuck am I saying? I listen to the podcast, I never watch it on YouTube. I watched
the podcast of us doing, like, I was working on something, I wasn't even playing a game. I was playing Minecraft. Yeah. Listen to the podcast, and I just had to imagine that this wasn't me talking, it was someone else. Because it's so weird hearing myself, and picking up, realizing that I have, like, a weird stutter lisp.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what? That's not me, but it is me.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just like anything in life. You got to do personal development on it.
It makes sense why Johnny Depp doesn't watch his own movies.
Exactly. I'm going to leave my most important one till the end. This is personally, I think cameras are pretty essential. Now, I watch a lot of streams that don't have cameras. Don't get me wrong.
There are
ones that you can watch without cameras, but I feel... As an audience, I like a camera because it's more personal.
Yes.
And if you crack a joke in chat, you can see their reaction. And I've people feed off that personal connection. You know? I find it better. Like, I can connect with someone that's just got a good
and
microphone.
And that's the thing, too, that gets me as well. When there's when it's intense or if it's not
but
an intense
I'm a visual
moment,
person. Yeah. I need that
someone,
visual.
Someone, like, makes a comment or follows, and you can see the difference between someone that notices that someone's commented or... Even when if they're not, like, talking and they don't reply, they read it. And you can see that they laugh about it. And then there's those that just... You can kind of see they read it, but they're just still got that blank stare. Just like, oh, that was funny. Or, okay, someone said something and I'm going to read it, but it's just, like, they're dead inside.
Yeah,
and there's
I
others that are like, oh, yeah, it's kind of funny. You can see them, like, human, like, chuckle to themselves while they're focused, but they're chuckling to themselves. Or that balances to me what's a good entertainer that I want to watch. Because I've seen so many that are just so... Oh, thanks for following. And they're still like
this.
And they're dead inside. And there's nothing really serious going on. And they're not even that focused. And then someone's like, in a very focused situation, but they're able to, like, balance between the two. And they're just like,
it does kind of make you see the streamer's personality.
Exactly.
I think it comes down to the streamer, whether they want to show themselves or not.
Yeah.
Because
if
you're first starting out and you're kind
you're going
to
be nervous.
Yeah, if you're nervous and you don't really feel like, or it might not be for the fact that you don't have a camera if you're starting out.
I lost my camera.
In saying that, tech is not important.
But I'll say
a
big thing.
You can have 20,000 people and still have a crappy mic, crappy camera.
As people
still
love
it. You're entertaining, people won't care about
those
things.
That's a big thing for me is, like, always trying to, like...
I don't even use my green screen anymore, like...
Yeah.
Because I'm more comfortable just, like, being able to roll around my chair.
It's like, I guess, with videos, even if you're a YouTuber, with streaming, it's just, like, talking to an audience that's either there or not there. Because, like, I have that... It's really hard for me. I always found that,
my next one. Keeping the chat alive. Talking.
Even, like, even though no one's watching, I'm trying to, like, talk to myself and imagine that people are watching me. And it's really,
really
hard.
It sounds crazy, but it does.
Like, be like, you're in a conversation, like, people are watching. And then if people join halfway through, they're joining partway through the entertainment conversation. Even though you're just talking to yourself.
Yeah.
It's really weird. And it's just a hard thing to kind of train yourself doing because... You're either really quiet, someone joins in, then you go like, you perk yourself. Because I feel like I'm dead quiet sometimes and it's just dead playing. And then someone jumps in and I kind of perk myself up. Like, oh, someone's here. Thank you for watching me. And
I feel like, to an extent, that's where, like, podcasts, what we're doing now, are a little bit different. Because obviously we've got each other to bounce off.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
And we technically don't really have an audience as such. But,
there's us here talking.
We're still, you know, talking to the camera and stuff. Trying to engage the camera. Trying to engage people that are... currently listening.
Invisible people that
invisible
will
people
be there eventually.
But this is the thing, like, as somebody who does stream, this is why I'm, you know, looking at the camera, trying to make people think that I'm also, or make people feel like I'm talking to
them
as well.
Yeah, when I'm looking, most of the time I'm looking at the spot of the
carpet. Sorry guys,
I tend
to stare at the carpet. It's my thinking voice.
Like, it's the, thinking, I know, I'm looking at the shadow face. And I'm always looking down and I'm just like, well, there's the shadow there and it's looking weird shaped, but...
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but just talk to yourself if you have to. But that leads on to my next point, which is my second last, and probably my second most important point, is as a streamer, you shouldn't obsess over your view count. Yes. And it's really hard at the start, because you're like, oh my God, why is no one watching me? Oh my God, what am I doing wrong?
Exactly, I guess.
Don't obsess over your count. The viewers that you do have... Be attentive to them, because they will pass on and go, oh my God, you should...
Check out this person.
Check out this person. Yeah. You know, or blah, blah, blah is playing this game. Go watch that. So,
That can be a little bit difficult, though. Yeah. Like, if you've got someone that just pops into your stream and doesn't say anything, but you're still there saying, hey, how's it going? And you're not getting a response, that...
I don't engage unless they start chatting first.
See, yeah. I'd probably mistakenly try to engage them beforehand.
Yeah, because those people that pop in and they don't say anything, they just look at you, see that someone watching, it's like, and that's for me, it's just like watching me, but that's why it's the same thing. It's like trying to just be active.
Well, let him chill without being psychotic. It's really hard.
It's like, because it's hard, because
it's like I'll be knowing someone's in the bushes, but you just, you're not going to acknowledge it till they pop out.
Yeah.
Sorry about the other night, by the way.
And I've had to try to segue that. I've been trying to segue that myself. Like, I'll be like, are they really quiet because it's a focused moment? And just be like, I kind of notice that they're watching, and then be like, okay, let's just ignore them for a bit. Yeah. They've been there for a while, and just kind of like segue. Hopefully something happens. So then I can like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. This
day, like I said, we've all been there, done that. Like, we are pros. Just, this is just creeping, you know, in general,
yeah.
But just trying to like be active, like,
because I've been in chats with 50 people and the chat's dead.
Yeah, I creeped in Stasis stream for a while.
Yeah, he's the Logan. Constant creeper.
Lurking in the bushes.
And now I'm a mod.
do you guys want to say any more things before I say my most important one?
I think I'm good.
So the most important thing is making a brand. You got to brand yourself. All right, you got to sell yourself on Instagram. Like, you don't have to have a U-Butte logo, but you need to brand yourself.
Just
I think that's
more of progressive over time.
I'm already trying to take that on. Like, I've been taking that pickle thing to Helltown.
No, but even from the start, like, your first stream, make your name, then make your Instagram that name, or make an Instagram for that name. Like, you should be putting your content out there.
Well, you know, it's important. Social media is an important aspect
of
becoming, you know, a content
creator. It is nowadays, sadly.
As you can see, like, I'm saying from perspective of a consumer, you could say.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I notice, this is what I see, this is what I think is more effective. You know, as a consumer, you got to think from that perspective, and kind of go, oh, you know, they could do this to improve it. Doesn't mean, you know, that they're going to. They might do it down the track, but you know, this is things that would kind of go, oh, that would make me want to watch them more, or you know, or it would spark more interest to go back to them if you haven't watched them in a while.
I think social media
is really important for it.
Well, that's like me. Like, I've taken my thing, and I'm trying to like, everything, a different thing I have, I've pickled it just to try, even though it might not even go anywhere, but I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah.
So, like, my TikTok account, my YouTube account, like, everything's related. Like, the whole thing behind PickleTube TV was, like, it being YouTube-based, but kind of making homage to Twitch with the old TV kind of thing. But then I'm like, every different thing. So, like, my Discord account is Pickle Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My TikTok is Pickle TikTok. Like, I'm making it, like, it's not just the one name. It's across, like, this is the different variations of me related to that thing. The only thing that has PickleTube is my Instagram. I could have called PickleGram, which I'm thinking I might change to
PickleGram.
But yeah, it's like all trying to like brand each individual thing related to it being the same big family.
In other words, you're progressively creating your brand.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing, which is terrific. And basically, you know, is an important aspect of it. And if you don't create a brand, how can you sell yourself?
Yeah.
And that's like with me, with, you know, we've got Melican, which has been my gamertag for God knows how long, but then my photography is captured by Melican.
Yeah, which is good.
That way it sort of ties in together.
It makes sense because people know where it all links up to, which is a good idea. Rebrand.
Yeah.
Debrand.
It does become hard, though. Yeah. Like, streaming is a hard balance. You know, I've been on a break for a long time because with day to day life, there is a lot to do. You know,
but that's the thing, you'll have and that's the thing, you still got and that fan base that will support you, even though you burn out, and you will come back to it.
Yeah,
you know, you've got a solid fan base when they will be like, oh sweet, and you got people watching you again. Like, people will always come back.
It slowly builds, guys. Slowly builds, and you know,
I think it's those important aspects of everything where it's, if you're part of the community, you can keep up to date, you know, be well informed, which is the social media aspect of it. Being entertaining, which would basically, it would keep people going rather than just creeping in the background and just kind of lurking.
I'm not actually thinking about, like, referring back to that with everything that are changing with Mixer. Because I think about Mixer was trying to be like a massive community where it was like not just streaming, it was watching. Yeah. But going with, I was just thinking about going with where they're going, are they trying to make it more just be streaming and not just be a watcher? Like they're trying to push more.
No. They're trying to make it a more money
thing. Yeah, well, it's like be more.
More for money, them and less paying partners.
But like, it's confusing. It's like, yeah. It's throwing the community of like everyone's involved in the mix to being. There is no mix. It's just a plate of shit.
I think we'll going see how it goes, on a different subject to add on top of it. Do you guys think there's too many streaming services
at the moment? It.
You've got Mixer, you've got Twitch, which is the huge one.
Twitch is juggernaut.
YouTube, Facebook. YouTube, and then Facebook. I'm sure there's more going to pop up. I think there already is heaps of more of the series now, but like different styles.
You can stream on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. So add on top of this, do you think there's way too much and we need to like, you know, kind of
the scale it
back a bit? Because if there's going to be for so long a lot of people are going to make money off this, it's like a big cash cow. It's going to run out of money.
Yes.
So, and people are going to rely on it unless they've done all these things that we've talked about. You know, the social media, keeping that up, being entertaining as an entertainer, keeping your, you know, fan base there, you know, interacting whether you've got nothing or huge numbers. It's if you don't keep all those things going, when the cash cow eventually does bust,
yeah,
the people that keep on top of that are the ones that are going to still be making money afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, and because you get a lot of, you know, I would say titty tubers, you could say, you know, just that they're there for the money. And when that dwindles out,
I think the biggest part of streaming is games, though.
Yeah, exactly. And that's...
The more games... The games took off like bad.
And that's another aspect of it. The reason why you go see it. You go to a channel to watch the game. The thing that keeps you there is the content.
Because there's a balance between just a streamer and a gamer streamer. There's so many different types of streaming.
Well, that actually leads into our next topic. Is streaming a legitimate job?
Yes.
It is. Nowadays, it is.
Well,
I feel it's a proper business of, game.
Like, in the time we're living in with esports and
the digital
online celebrities.
Well, that's the thing, because now you've not... It's online celebrities. You've got everything streaming.
Streaming is a job, but I don't think everyone should treat it as a job. Like, you should always have a backup plan. That's what my personal opinion is.
Well, yeah, it's like saying that with cosplayers that make money as well. It's great to have fun if you can make it into a job. Like, legitimately make it into a job. That's awesome. But you shouldn't go, all right, I can make all this money and start milking stuff. That's only going to last for so long, unless you can keep it going and have all the aspects.
And that's a big, drastic thing.
Yeah.
Now, it can be a job if you're dedicated, creative, and professional. In my opinion, you can make it a job, you know.
I feel like in that respect, though, you've got to, like, especially for the cosplayers, you've got to have some form of financial backing initially to get you there.
Yes.
You've got to have something that can keep you going until you can get there. You can't just turn around and go, right, my job sucks, I'm just going to stream from now on, that's all I'm going to do. Yeah. You've got to...
Some people have luckily enough gone through that, but like that's out of sheer luck where it's just managed to happen for them. But to just do that for any normal person...
Well, you've got
to
think, are you going to get bored?
Yeah.
For a start. Like, people don't even think. Sometimes the streamers get bored. So you've got to have a backup plan. What if you get...
A lot of those communities where you've got YouTubers, streamers, cosplayers, then people are just like, oh, this is a bad trend, I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon, which can kind of saturate the whole community for a lot of people, because they just everyone just wants to get onto that, leech onto it, and then realize it's not their thing.
And that's what I was saying before.
And the balance,
this oversaturation of so many places you can watch streaming, so many.
That's what I mean. There's so much competition.
I watched it go through stages.
Yeah, it's going through stages, and like with anything else, if there's way too much of it, and you have too much choice, everyone's going to be battling out and fighting for it. Unless you're good, and you've got a solid community.
Streamer Battle Royale.
Yeah, it's like Streamer Battle Royale. That's what it's coming to. You know, and eventually, like, for example, saying with Mixer, it's, you know, if they want to start making money, they're going to start tightening that belt and start, you know, taking some of the money away from those streamers. And when those streamers start coming and going, well, I'm not making as much money as I was, I'm the best.
They need to put things in place.
They're going to put things in place.
Like advertising.
Or they're going to start working hard.
And they need to, definitely start not... Because I guess now with like the subscribe button coming thing, that's allowing more people, which isn't helping. You need to make it harder so that it's kind of like culling out the weaker links, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't think about it this way. Like, someone might be subbed to a partner, right? like, this partner's cool, I'm going to sub to them. However, they've got someone they like more that's been a friend for ages that isn't a partner. Well, eventually they're going to go, oh, I can't afford to sub to both.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop subbing this partner because my friend's more cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that it's is a problem.
Oh, it's like with Twitch Prime, you get one each month.
Yep.
So you kind of choose, and you can stick with one, but it kind of goes, oh, I'll go with this one because I'm friends with them. Or
See, my biggest thing with, you know, using streaming and that sort of thing as a legitimate job, how the hell do you do your tax? Like, what?
Well, they had that issue with Snapchat, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it's like, how do you do your tax? Because technically everything that's being given to you is like a donation as such. Now, you're not, unless you've got an ABN, you're not a business. This is speaking purely from Australian point of view. I don't know about other countries and stuff. But unless you've got an ABN, you're not a business as such.
Mm.
So that money that's coming in, that money is...
donated, charitable.
It's charitable, but again, you're not a registered charity.
Mm. No, exactly.
So...
after a certain amount, then, you know.
How do you...
I think there is a certain amount.
How do you do your taxes and stuff? Like, what do you class your job as?
Mm.
What tax bracket do you put yourself into? Yeah. What can you claim on... like, in theory, you can claim almost anything on tax if you're a streamer because, you know, you got to buy the computer setup, you got to buy the game, so on and so forth.
Yeah. You got to travel...
imagine
you
just make your earning at your wage on and then...
on the same token, how do you turn around to the taxation department and say, oh, yeah, these people just give me money because, you know, they
as
want
to... as a partner,
to.
They'd have to... they'd have to claim it, I'm pretty sure.
I imagine there must be a circumstance with their manager that they work with.
I feel like
the handler or whatever.
I feel like for it to be a legitimate job, you'd need to be ridiculously good at finances.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there would most likely be some sort of support group now for it. Or at least streamers helping other streamers.
Because, going...
if it hasn't been sorted out now, tax department's going to have a field.
Because it's... well, that's what I'm wondering, because they don't really... I don't know. I guess you got to be partnered to have a handler, because going to a different stuff, going to TikTok, I remember early on when you could partner, I was reading through all these things, and when you actually become kind of like a, I guess, a verified user or something like that, you actually get a handler that handles with you, and I don't know, then they help you promote stuff.
That's an accountant.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess maybe that might be the same thing. Maybe. I don't know. Like, you have someone that helps balance things out, and then they start working a process, and maybe that's how you get paid donations, but then
well, that might be a thing with Twitch as well. They might have someone... that helps.
Or do they
hey,
choose?
Look, you're earning a certain
or
amount.
Or do they just, they're working, they choose, okay, well, this is how much I'm coming in, this is how much I'm going to put down as being taxed, and they just force pay tax?
Yeah.
Like...
well, with Twitch donations, wouldn't Twitch be held liable because they're the middleman for it that's handling the money? So
they
transfer
the
obviously,
they take
have
cut,
someone
is...
that helps them out with that.
If you're a full-time streamer, let us know.
Another thing to consider is streaming... so big that it is a legitimate job, or do you think it's a trend that may die down eventually?
It's a balance between the two, I feel. I feel like there's a lot...
do you think it will ever just die out?
I don't think it will ever
die out. You think now it's a thing to stay online celebrities?
I feel like with basically all celebrity type things, you'll get to a certain age point and people will just go, I'm not watching you anymore.
Well,
even though you're entertaining.
Also, there's even that. There's either the audience that goes, I'm done with you, or there's even the person themselves.
And that's
the
risk you go.
That gets that point and go. Because there was, on YouTube, there was the
risk you run as
the meme, the chick, the overly obsessed girlfriend.
Yep.
Yeah. She, after 7 years of being on YouTube, she said she's finally giving it up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. Like, that's the same thing as, I guess, as a streamer. Like, where do you get to that point? You go, okay, I've done this. I'm going to retire from this. I guess, you
if
know,
you don't
when
have a backup plan,
and then you go to a job interview and they're like, so what have you been doing for the last couple? Oh, I've been playing computer games.
I've been a streamer. I was big.
Yeah.
What was your name? Oh, you don't remember me? I'm Ninja.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's a progression of the day and age, the times. It's like, well, how many blacksmiths are there really these days?
It's very true.
Yeah, exactly. It's progression. It's society creates and destroys jobs and
evolves.
It evolves.
Society
evolves. Like maybe streamers might go away when you know Elon Musk finally gets his Neuralink, so everyone can just you know link up, and then there's no point of watching streamers.
Matrix.
Yeah, we can just relive memories. But that's another talk. But, yeah, it's a progression of the time. Like, it might fade, It might not. We don't know. I won't say right now it's the golden era of streaming.
No, it's still...
It's still too early. Exactly. Yeah. So that means we might even still have another 10 years.
I feel like we're still in that area.
Yeah.
So still general consensus. Mine's a yes with a huge underlying but and however.
Yeah. It's like with YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube back in the day used to be like, you can make lots of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as soon as YouTube changed, you know, how it worked, that screwed over a lot of content creators and they had to change up everything. The same thing may happen with, you know, all these streaming services. Yeah. And it's...
And Xbox making it easy to stream from your console. Everyone thinks they're a streamer now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but exactly.
I think a lot... And this is no offense to people, but a lot are in denial that they can make it a legitimate job.
And this sort of goes as well. This sort of goes back to one of our original podcasts where Dale was talking about, you know, he would jump onto Fortnite and people have just chucked a YT something on their game tag.
Yes,
because you can stream so and you
look
easily.
It up. And not even that. You look. They have all that YouTube game tags or TYT, you know. And then you look up. They don't even have an account. They're just making that brand name, like make it look like they do. It's just like, why?
Mm. Mm.
Like,
I think, I think it's, I think it is a phase, but it's still early stages. So I think it's got a long period of time with where we're at the moment before
it's still going. It's still on top of phase.
And it's early not, childhood. it's a mixture of, it's not really up to the streamers. The streamers evolve and change and adapt with the services. It's the services such as Twitch and Mixer, what they put down and their rules and their, you know, what they want to give to the people, and they make the changes, not the streamers. Like they're influencers. They could, you know, they'll have evolve and change with time. It's pretty much in the same sense of what happened with YouTube. Like I said before, they changed, evolved, and changed, and whoever stayed, whoever left.
Yeah.
And the same thing will happen with all the streaming services.
Yeah.
And you know, and because we've got so much choice, it's, you know, it's still early. Very early.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we might wrap it up. If anyone wants to give a quick shout out to any streamers they want to...
Stay Space Mayhem.
Thanks, guys. Any streamers you like to watch, you want to give a quick plug?
Yeah, I'm a huge Tarkov player, so Deadly Slob and Pesty.
And where can we find them?
Milman.
YouTube?
Well, yeah, Twitch. YouTube, Twitch. Yeah.
Anyone, Dale?
Listen to Duke.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, that's the only one I really
like. Australian mixer streamers.
The only one I really like.
Duke of Fluke. Make sure
except
you...
Except for MK.
Make sure you find him.
Sub-Zero.
Tell him we sent you.
Dookie.
MKAU Gaming.
Yeah.
He's always entertaining, Twitch, though. He's always entertaining.
Especially Twitch guys. Maddie, anyone you want to give a quick shout-out to?
Look, I do like watching Snowpixie every now and then on Twitch. Yeah. She plays a lot of sort of indie games. Yeah. She plays a lot of indie games, so she plays a lot of stuff that almost nobody else plays, and it's really quite interesting to watch.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not exactly exciting gameplay, but it's something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, almost everyone's playing Fortnite or...
And that's a good thing too, I guess, because it's unique, but then also introduces you to get new games of like, oh, I might play that.
Yeah.
That looks cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, Snowpixie's probably, aside from yourself as well, Snowpixie's probably my big one.
I was going to say Duke as well. Duke of Fluke, Mixer. My friend in America, Selfless, the pretty mad PUBG player. So that's a wrap of our show. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe on YouTube. You can listen to our podcast pretty much anywhere. We'll upload links for you. Make sure you check out our website to see all the new and recent reviews and news.
I'm trying to
just gang signs.
Just like ruins my outro, but whatever. Check out our website, guys. We got heaps of new stuff up there. We love you guts. Peace.
Bye.